Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hope you're having a great weekend. This is our weekend review. It's a look back at some of the most compelling and interesting stories that we've been covering for you of the past week. Brand new episodes back again Monday. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of it.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
That it is. Lori Vallow Daybell. It's an interesting question of what the hell's going on with this human being. It's been really interesting testimony over the last handful of days, specifically from her sister, Summer Shiflett, and the bizarre phone call where Summer's losing it over the fact that Lori's children were dead, buried, melted, mutilated in her backyard. And Lori's just in the prison system going, well, I feel bad too. And, you know, I'm just trying to move on. I went to Hawaii and wanted to do something happy. Right there, recognizing that she knew her children were dead. And this is all going on while the manhunt is underway. Another interesting piece I thought was from the realtor that went into her place that had been vacated in the apartment. And before he even really knew whose place it was, he was going through to check it out. And he described just a feeling of darkness and evil, and just something was not right in that place. And it was spotless. It was clean. It was already cleaned up, but there was something very, very off about that place. And he said he's been there, or he's been to, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of residences and homes and apartments over the years, and never had he felt something so dark. And he didn't realize it was her place until the very end when they got to the garage and found a cardboard box that JJ had kind of turned into a fort with some writing and stuff on the side. And it was just a kid's fort, but it was there. And it was, oh my God, moment for him, realizing this is the one that was Lori's. Well, that explains the feeling. So we talk about mental illness a lot on this show because it runs rampant, but not everybody agrees that it is mental illness. Let's take a call here, Carol, and hear one of those thoughts.
Hi, Tony. My name's Carol. I'm calling from Spokane, Washington. I'm calling because I'm really tired of hearing how mentally ill Lori Daybell is. She's not mentally ill. She's just evil. She knew exactly what she was doing. And she belongs to a cult. I have a degree in religion with a minor in the sociology of religion. My professor, at the University of Washington was a leading expert in cults. And these people are not mentally ill. They may be misled, but they are not mentally ill. Lori Daybell is just nothing but evil. Thank you. Bye.
Well, I guess that I have to ask then, what is her definition of evil? Is she meaning like this person has demons inside of them, like Lori said her children did? Or, I mean, I think to be evil, if we're to look at the house of cards that ends up being an evil person standing on top of it that they built, doesn't mental illness have to play a role in that to become evil? Wouldn't that be the byproduct that mental illness created this person that now commits evil acts? Is a person evil or are their acts evil?
What's your thoughts? Think that I see what she's saying in that phone call, because I think, like, in this case, the mental illness is used as an excuse, but I think she really didn't know what she was doing. And so sometimes someone can be mentally ill and they really don't know what they were doing. And therefore, you know, guilty by reason of insanity might hold. Now, obviously, that's not what she's charged with here. But I think that that anyone who does what she did has to have a certain level of mental illness. Is that an excuse? Absolutely not.
No, and I don't think it's used as an excuse. I think it's used as a way to define what this person is doing or why they're operating the way they are.
But no one could do what she did without some level of some sort of mental illness.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, it was so evil and so, and then I think in her mind, it was like, well, yeah, I mean, I had to do that, you know.
Yeah.
My kids were gone. I deserve to be happy. You know, I can't live my whole life unhappy. So I went to Hawaii and got married. I mean,
and that's
so
mental illness. That is a personality disorder, mental illness. There's a lot going on there. It's not, I mean, it's very easy just to go, this person is evil. Yeah, sure. I mean, their acts are horribly evil. You know, are they evil with what they're doing? Yeah, they are. But there's far more to it than just that. I agree. It goes far deeper than just saying someone's evil. Because then again, define it.
I think that, yes, absolutely, she's evil. I'll agree with that. I think anyone who does any kind of crime like that, like watch any documentary about a serial killer or someone who, you know, even anybody who killed somebody and premeditated it and thought it through, it's all evil.
Sure.
That is evil. You know, and she's not going to get off on mental illness.
No.
She's being charged with this. So, yes, I do believe that she is an evil person, and I do believe that there's mental illness, and I think the two are together.
I do, too.
Because a sane person cannot do what she did.
There's different extremes of mental illness, and some masquerade and they turn into evil acts. And if that's the only way the person is thinking, that would be evil, but it is mental illness at the end of the day, or a personality disorder, or a combination that creates this evil. I mean, it gets kind of woo and silly if we're just saying, you know, evil, because then we're almost in the same boat as Lori Vallow Daybell going, there's demons in my kids.
If you watch her after Charles was killed, in that, when they brought her into the station and they're talking to her, you know, it almost was like her car had been stolen, like that kind of interview. Like, so no big deal, you know, and here's what happened. And even when Alex called the cops, he's like, yeah, I had to shoot him in self-defense. Yeah, I just killed him. You know, it was it was really strange. That's not how you and I would react to something like that.
No.
She's standing in the street in front of her house. Her dead husband is inside the house. And she's making a joke about the neighbors driving by, and like, they're probably all like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Who would do that? That's really a weird reaction.
Yeah. I mean, it's a disconnect. I know there's a name for it too, where one can't quantify the weight of the actions or the events that go on around them. It's just their husband being shot is just the same as picking up a burger from Burger King and you got pickles and you asked for no pickles.
She was a really pretty woman. And I think that she used that to her advantage. And so I think she was trying to charm the cops and be cute and adorable. And that cute and adorable person couldn't have had anything to do with his murder.
Yeah.
And so I think that she knew how to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she used whatever she could to her advantage. And I think she manipulated people along the way. I think she might have actually thought, this is awesome. I'm going to go to whatever their idea of heaven was and round up all these people. She might have even thought that was legit.
I think it's all of it. I think she's misled. I think there's mental illness. There's personality disorders, all of which then allowed her to go down those paths because things weren't clicking correctly. And she got so far deep down the path that all of her ways of thinking and all of the actions that she was taking were evil.
Yes.
But that's because of the mental illness. So is evil is a symptom, I think, sometimes of a mental illness. And that's why I don't like saying, oh, it's just evil. Because there's other people out there that have these sort of disorders that we wait and there's signs, but nothing ever happens until they become evil, essentially. This stuff is, it's there. And I think it's important to recognize it and not just say it's evil and, you know, walk away from it. So.
Yeah, because what she's doing is not normal. There is definitely mental illness involved.
Without a doubt.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
You want to weigh in on anything that we're talking about here on the show? You can do so. 888-5-KILLER. 888-554-5537. The phone number to call and share your thoughts. We'd love to hear them. I'm Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our episodes. Stay with us.